Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. If you have followed me for any length of time, you know that I'm a huge fan of Craig Johnson and his modern-day Western novels about the crusty, literature-loving sheriff of a small Wyoming county. There's a TV series, no longer in production, on Netflix, which is based on the books. I think there were 6 seasons of it, and I love the show, too. Robert Taylor perfectly portrays Sheriff Walt Longmire, and Lou Diamond Phillips is great as the Cheyenne Henry Standing Bear, Walt's best friend. In the latest book, which was published in September, Walt is tracing the heist of a famous piece of art. One of the most viewed paintings in American history, Custer's Last Fight, copied and distributed by Anheuser-Busch at a rate of over 2 million copies a year, was destroyed in a fire at the 7th Cavalry Headquarters in Fort Bliss, Texas, in 1946. Or was it? When Charlie Lee Stillwater dies of an apparent heart attack at the Wyoming Home for Soldiers and Sailors, Sheriff Walt is called in to try and make sense of a piece of a painting and a Florsheim shoebox that contains $1 million that were found among Charlie Lee's belongings. Preliminary questioning of Charlie Lee's buddies in the home convinces Walt that Charlie had shadowy meetings with people who might have an interest in art, and the discovery of the fragment of a painted canvas among his things reinforces the notion that Charlie was somehow dealing in art. With the help of Henry Standing Bear, Walt gets the canvas fragment analyzed and eventually determines that it's part of a study for the famous Custer's Last Fight. Traveling with Henry in pursuit of the ghosts of Custer and Sitting Bull, Walt explores the mixture of invention and fact that tends to loom large in American consciousness. The value of the painting, in fact, doesn't come from its quality as art, but from the part it has played in the creation of the myth about Custer. Henry offers a running counter-history from the perspective of Native Americans, and this makes for good stuff, while also helping redress an imbalance in history. Some people that Walt and Henry question believe the Custer painting still exists, and one of them, Count von Lehmann, an eccentric art dealer, believes that he paid a substantial amount to acquire it. Then, von Lehmann disappears, apparently murdered, and the niceties of civilized competition disappear. After a twisting, turning plot, all is revealed in the end. Most of the characters in this novel are richly drawn, and in the case of Henry Standing Bear, quite familiar. The antics of Charlie Lee's veterans' home buddies are a nice tribute to America's better angels. This offering is much lighter and much more humorous than the last few Longmire novels from Johnson, and that, for me, was a welcome change. Last year's Land of Wolves was particularly dark and almost painful to read. Still, every one of Craig Johnson's tales is well worth reading. Next to Last Stand is the 16th installment in the series. I highly recommend it and each one of its predecessors. Now, I want to ask a favor. If you have a favorite author or book or series that you would like to recommend to me, please email me at phyllisboatwright@gmail.com. Remember, my first name is spelled P-H-Y-L-I-S-S, phyllisboatwright@gmail.com. Or you can message me on Facebook. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.